Get excited, Melbourne, because it is time for the inaugural Melbies. That's right, a brand new award. The most important award in the state, nay the nation, nay the Southern Hemisphere. It's like the Logies, but with credibility, because I'm inviting you every Friday to nominate someone who embodies Melbourne. Someone has texted in saying, can we open it up for the whole of Victoria? Of course you can. Of course you can. It's just called the Melbies. Anyone who's done a good thing in your life who you think is worthy of recognition, and it has to be, it doesn't have to be big. You don't have to save lives, although that's always a good thing. You can just have helped someone off a tram, help someone onto a tram, whatever you like. We've had some incredible nominations today. I nominated Ralph the dog, the fair evading dog, who was on the news the other day. Josie from Craigieburn Library has had a lot of love indeed. But it is time, if we can have a drum roll, to announce the winner of the inaugural Melbie. And the winner is, by popular acclaim, the lady who runs the Borax stand at Vic Markets. And thanks to the incredible, genuine wizardry of my producers, we have Sarah on the line. Sarah, congratulations. You are the first winner of the Melbies.
Oh, thank you. Good morning. Thank you very much, guys.
Hey, my absolute pleasure. Your award is a vase full of dirty water from the rain yesterday. I'm sorry, it's not that fancy.
It's all right. Thank you very much for you guys. Sarah, thank you, Melbourne.
Sarah, before you go, someone called in earlier said you do fantastic Borax, but it's very hard to make you smile. Is this true, Sarah?
It is. It is. No, that's the most important thing, yes. Thank you very much for everyone.
Hey, our absolute pleasure, Sarah. You go well and serve those Borax. I'm going to swing by later on and grab one.
Thank you, guys. Have a lovely weekend.
And you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, she doesn't sound like it's hard to make Sarah smile at all. Maybe that's just because the joy of the Melbies was so great. Maybe she'll be smiling all day, or maybe she'll be utterly confused. But we do know one thing, my friends, and that's that she'll be doing some fantastic Borax for many, many months or years to come.
Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.